Princess dolls, race cars, and bicycles with training wheels. Those are a few of the gifts handed out to hundreds of families in Kent this week. Many were immigrants and refugees. And for some, it will be their first Christmas here in the U.S. KUOW's Liz Jones reports.
16514.
The line stretches down the block at a church in Kent. 10-year-old Sergio Cisneros peeks inside where the gifts are piled high.
I wish you for a dog. German Shepherd.
You want a puppy or a big dog?
Well, I want a puppy so he could grow with me.
He flashes a smile at his mom.
Did you get your mom a present this year?
I'm gonna.
Sergio's parents are originally from Mexico. They've lived here since he was born.
4966.
Nearly 700 families signed up for this annual toy giveaway. It's a global mix from places like Myanmar and Iraq. The Kent Food Bank and local firefighters organized the event, and this year they collected more than 4,000 gifts. A young family from Iran waits for their number to be called. They spent last Christmas at a refugee camp in Turkey.
Seattle is maybe 10 months ago.
Oh, so this is your first Christmas in the U.S.?
Yes, we are happy.
That's Milad Jafari. This year, his 9-year-old son, Hamad, singled out just one wish.
I want for the Christmas bike.
Bike.
Yeah.
His parents exchange a look. It's a raffle for the few bikes here, and they lost.
Thank you.
A volunteer hands them a bag of toys.
Okay.
And then some surprising news.
Okay, they pulled a couple more numbers. You guys want a bike?
296.
Yep.
Sydney.
His mom just breaks down crying.
Christmas miracles happen.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much.
For many new refugees, the first years here can be a struggle. Jafari says they're grateful for the donations and support. His wife, Sarah, searches for the right words.
Thank you. You happy birthday. Yeah, happy Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
She laughs at her holiday mix-up. With two young kids, she'll get the lingo down soon enough. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.